are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Make no mistake.
Riders on the storm.
You may try to stay out of the storm in your life, but
riders on the storm.
That puts you into the most dangerous waters, because then you never strive, you never build, you never get challenged. And in those doldrums of rotting foam, in those back channel eddies, your whole destiny basically dies in mediocrity and stagnation. The world in 2017 is at a great crossroads. And I am here on Friday afternoon taping a few intros to a big, important rebroadcast we have of some of the best interviews the last few months with Michael Savage and others, Daniel Esselin, you name it. And I'm just hoping, and I'm pretty sure in my heart, we won't have nuclear war by the time this broadcast is going out. Trump has said that if North Korea keeps threatening to attack Japan or South Korea and fires missiles, they may shoot down those missiles. They do a nuclear test on the grandfather's birthday. He's been dead for 30, 40 years. His 100-and-something birthday, that they will strike out as well. But finally, China, South Korea, Japan, and the United States are all tired of North Korea's behavior. You'll never hear this if there's actually a big attack, because it'll probably cause some chain reaction, or I'll definitely be here live responding to whatever happens. So this is really a celebration. The fact this is on air, that if you're seeing this on Sunday and it's taped, it means I'm with my children having an Easter dinner, and you're with your children, your family, having an Easter dinner as well. You know, and I've always been brought up a Christian, and I love God, but I never really pushed my Christianity like Islamists pushed theirs or others. But I had a guest on earlier last week, Doug Hagman, who said it's time for Christians to stop being so tolerant. You know, we're tolerant of everybody else, but then they're not tolerant of us. So we're so tolerant, we give up our culture that unifies us to make them happy. It doesn't make them happy. And I'm sorry that Christians everywhere build the best civilizations, the best secure countries, the biggest social safety networks, the most liberal systems, and then you use that very liberalism that we created to piss all over it. Because whether you have a Anglo-Saxon background or Hispanic background or an Asian background or an Arabic background or a whatever it is, if you're a Christian, that unifies you together on do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And the golden rule. And people say, oh, look at this in the Bible or that. Okay, but no one denies Christian countries are the most prosperous and the most free. So I'm not going to sit here and hear you piss all over Christianity anymore. And I'm not going to sit here like some phony establishment preacher who wouldn't use the term piss on you. Or people that say, don't use the Lord's name in vain. That's what some preacher defined it. When I say, God damn the New World Order to hell, I mean I want God to damn them to hell. That's not taking God's name in vain. I'm asking God to deliver us from these people. I'm asking for fire. Like Ezekiel called down from heaven against the enemies, or Elijah. I want them damned to hell. Not because I'm in a physical war with them and want to see them hurt from some psychopathic perspective, but because they're waging war against us, and I've had enough of the New World Order and the devil worshipers and the pedophiles and the radical Islamists and all the other cults. I want them out of my way. Because I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I'm tired of lovers being such lovers. We roll over and realize if we're real lovers, we got to be fighters, because the greatest fighters are the lovers. We're not fighters, but we're willing to fight because we love people. And when we fight, it's much stronger. So on this Easter Sunday, as Christ rose from the dead after 3 days like Lazarus, I call on the human spirit, the spirit, the life force, Christ, God's spirit in us, the Holy Spirit. We're made in the image of God. Christ is that archetype of what we can build towards to move upon the face of the world. Let the spirit of evil in 2017 be broken. Then we all pray that together. Big hour coming up, and I'll come back with one more transmission at the start of the next hour. Stay with us. InfoWars.com is that censored website. Hey.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Ron Paul has come out and said it was a false flag chemical attack. The former top British ambassador has come out and said that it was a false flag attack. Peter Ford, he said now the jihadis will launch more false flags and draw Trump in. Vladimir Putin has come out and said it, but it hasn't gotten any attention like Michael Savage, best-selling author, probably the number one or number two talk show host in the United States, coming on the broadcast right now exclusively. In about an hour, he hosts his own broadcast, despite the fact he's under the weather. His new best-selling book, Trump's War, warns on page 233, Trump's War Against the Deep State, and he warns in the chapter, I read the book a month ago, of them trying to get him into wars. So, that's why they call him Dr. Savage. I won't go into all his degrees, medical degrees, you name it, but he exclusively joins us here, Zero Hedge. Drudge Report has it. Michael Savage turns on Trump, says Syrian gas attack was false flag. I don't think it's turning on Trump. It's warning Trump. Maybe I'm wrong, but CNN saying he's turned on Trump. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I haven't gotten his total view on this, but Dr. Savage of MichaelSavage.com, am I wrong to say you haven't turned your desperate...
Trump, that's the vermin in the left trying to divide and conquer once again. It's the garbage of the world in the media.
Absolutely.
The trash. The filth. The sludge. I never turned on Trump. Now, I don't know whether we can reach Trump. That's the problem. I don't know who he's listening to.
Well, I did talk to, let's just say, I did get what the president thought this week, and I'll tell you later. I know you just had dinner with him a few weeks ago, but let's just, you've got the floor, sir. So just roll this out. Why you're so concerned?
We're not the only ones who see this. Let's start with all the people you mentioned, but let's go the other way. Who is supporting this? The worst people on the planet are saluting Trump. Fareed Zakaria, Mr. Crazy Eyes, Lindsey Graham, the weirdest man in the history of the Senate, John McCain, the psycho, when he speaks, you could see insanity. They're all saluting Donald Trump. These are the people we hated before the election. These are the people we rejected during the election. Now they're on Trump's side, along with the crypto-pseudo-conservatives in the radio business who hold themselves up as great conservatives who are screaming for war. Alex, the world is upside down. If you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. Greatest, one of the greatest lines ever written, something I've carried with me since I'm 18 years old. If you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. Alex, we are being tested like we have never been tested before. I don't know how we come out of this, because I don't know if Donald Trump is listening to a word anyone is saying to him other than this inner cadre around him. Somebody has turned him. Now, let's look at the big picture. In the period of only 1 week, because of a few propaganda photos of a terrible tragedy conducted by we don't know whom, the president has now launched wars and threatened wars against three nations, China, Russia, North Korea. But more than that, did you see, Alex, here's the strangest part of it all. For a smart man, why would he conduct these absurd limp-wristed missile strikes while the Chinese guests are sitting with him at Mar-a-Lago? Does anyone not understand protocol? Do they not understand diplomacy? Do they understand that's probably one of the greatest breaches of diplomacy I've ever seen in my lifetime? This was like saying to the Chinese, hello, small, stupid men with shiny heads. Are you enjoying my meal? Well, F you, because I've just launched missiles. Now what do you have to say about it? What kind of presidency is this?
I will agree. It's very, very, very provocative.
Well, you're being more diplomatic than I, which is saying an awful lot. Maybe it's because I have the flu and I have a fever and I'm not thinking clearly.
No, you're thinking very clearly. In fact, every veteran I talk to, every person I talk to, I say 85% of the audience is absolutely freaked out about what's happening. And I'll tell you who... You know who he listens to. I'll tell you who Trump listens to. Late at night, they've taken his phone away. They only let negative stuff go on Twitter. He doesn't get any positive comments there. He would do feedback there. He listens to Michael Savage. He listens to InfoWars. He looks at Drudge Report, probably more than us combined. Let's just say it. So,
Alex, hold on. How does he listen to me if I'm off the air?
He goes and finds clips on YouTube. I know for a fact. The point is that he does listen to you. I got a phone call this weekend from somebody, I'll just leave it at that, saying we're not going to do a no-fly zone, we're not going to have war. Rex Tillerson is going to come out and dial this back. Some people have been speaking on their own, and notice Killison's now done that. I said that Sunday. I said that Monday. It's now happened. I don't want to sit here and brag and try to sound big, but just he is listening to you. So speak directly to the president. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, hello, President Trump. You said I should live another 25 years when you put your arm around me at Mar-a-Lago. I hope you mean it, because I can use another 25 minutes the way I feel. My feeling is this. Tillerson is misleading you. I have no idea why people don't see through that man. It seems to me that it's so plain that you don't have to be a genius to see what happened here. What does ExxonMobil gain if they cut Syria out of the gas lines that are running out of the Middle East to Europe? What does ExxonMobil gain by that, Alex? That's the whole story in a nutshell. It's another war for oil. It's all over again. It's the same thing as 1999. Remember when Bill Clinton was mercilessly bombing the Serbian people?
Yes. For the Muslims.
I wrote an article. In 1999, the oily tracks run through Kosovo. It was a little-noticed article. My heart was broken because Bill Clinton engaged in 78 of the worst days of my life until now, where Bill Clinton mercilessly bombed Serbia. He blew up hospitals. He blew up train stations. He blew up every bridge on the Danube River for one reason, and that was to steal Kosovo from the Serbs, to permit an oil pipeline to run through Kosovo. What's even worse about that story is the same exact elements that are now on the side of war were on the side of war then. And the same sane people and rational people who cared for the stability of the earth, for the stability of their families, were against that insane act by Bill Clinton. I have not changed my position. It's the same exact thing. We cannot let crazed businessmen who put their bottom line ahead of the survival of the planet, and I'm talking about Rex Tillerson, to rule this nation. Did you vote for Rex Tillerson? Was
no.
his name on the ballot?
No.
Did you ever hear of that Cro-Magnon?
No.
Who ever heard of that throwback? Where did he come from? Where the hell did that throwback come from? That lowbrow. Looks like he crawled out of a pit somewhere.
Eddie Munster?
We can say all the things we want. I did not elect him to the presidency. I didn't kill myself for a year. I have total faith in Donald Trump. And I'll repeat right now what I said to him. I would do anything for that man. I have total faith in him. But I don't understand how he cannot see through all the president's men. They're misleading him. They're taking him down a road he cannot come back
from. Absolutely. That's what my...
Alex, if he loses you and he loses me, tell me what happens next.
That they'll destroy him, and he has to know that his base is upset. But let's expand on that. The British ambassador, I want to ask you this question, to Syria said, listen, it's not that Assad's perfect. We're on the side of al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're celebrating this. They're going to stage more stuff. They got caught in 2013. They got caught last year. It's official. They videotaped it. These jihadis want to be rock stars. They videotaped launching the chemical attacks. It wasn't sarin. It was chlorine gas because the doctors are taking care of them without gloves. And Putin has come out and said it's a false flag. And he says more is planned. And that's what the British ambassador and Putin, who are smart, are saying is, we don't want war. We want to de-escalate this. What are you going to do now, Trump, when the jihadis stage more stuff, this time in Aleppo or in the suburbs of Damascus, and then the right-wing, you know, left-wing neocons, whatever you want to call them, rhinos, the warmongers like McCain and Graham, say, President, you've got to do something. They have painted him into a corner.
What more do you need to know than the crazy eyes of him? Let's look at the man with the craziest, most deceitful eyes in media.
Zacharias.
Zachariah, one of the sickest looking faces I've ever seen. If you were to create a puppet of deceit and hatred for America, it would be Fareed Zachariah.
Yeah, Fareed Zachariah.
Congratulating Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham, one of the most twisted sisters in the history of the Senate, a totally twisted Nancy, is now encouraged by the Trump administration. John McCain, who looks like what he is, a totally sad, broken man, walking around like the puppet of the defense establishment, saluting him. And listen to this, Alex. Again, you don't have to be a genius to add up the pieces. All of the Never Trumpers, the Weekly Standard crowd. I was afraid this day might come. But it takes a strong man to make peace and a weak man to make war. It is not a mark of strength to go to war, especially when our military is depleted. Now, let's look at that. We all know the military is depleted. The president knows that. And now what? We're threatening China and Russia and North Korea at once? When half our planes on aircraft carriers are inoperable? What in the hell is going on here? Who is leading here? Who is making these decisions? I want to say something on a strictly commercial level. My book, Trump's War, became number one on the New York Times bestseller list, Alex, with zero appearance on Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. Never mind all of the other channels.
That shows the decline of their power.
Not only the decline of their power, Alex, I went on your show, Drudge linked it. That was all I needed. Why? I don't need a new car. I'm not looking to buy a new car. I'm looking to save the nation.
You want to change the world. You love your children just like I do. It fundamentally pisses you off. Exactly. And what does that tell you? I go on Fox. So they still had me on a few times. They wanted me to do a show and stuff. No response. I go on your show. You play a clip of my show. You have Paul Watson on. We get millions of people visiting the site. I know you get that with us because we're the real media. And here's the problem, Dr. Savage. Google has banned us off Google ads. David Brock is bragging that they've got all these people boycotting all our sponsors. We've lost almost all of them. We thank God we sell our own products. And I'm not bitching to the audience, but here's the deal. Just like your book on China got banned from distribution, we are under attack. Do folks know that we have the big audience? We're fighting. And the listeners need to know we're not the types to whine. But my God, are we getting censored?
Alex, again, talking commercially, because a lot of people are listening who don't know these things. The ratings just came out in streaming radio shows. My show is number one in the country, beating the great Rush Limbaugh by a huge number.
On a bunch of platforms.
To Rush Limbaugh. Let's talk about him for a minute. How in the world does this man not understand what he sounds like?
It's very sad. Well, I tuned in the other day, and I thought he was saying he was against it. Then he said, I'm playing devil's advocate. Then he did an hour for it. And I just I don't want to, go ahead.
Let's not even talk about him. It's sad to watch a clown like that fall off the high wire. Alex, what are we going to do to get our message across to Donald Trump? Does he even care what we have to say?
Let me tell you, he listens. The problem is,
why don't we ask him if you have access? I don't. I live out in Nowhereville. Way on the West Coast. No one cares what I think.
I guarantee you, if I tell Trump you want to meet him in Mar-a-Lago next weekend, quite frankly, I was with a family trip in Hawaii. The media goes crazy with this. So I'm not going to get into it. But let's just say I could have gone. I just literally was family, and I couldn't do it. But believe me, sir, he absolutely loves you, and you know that. You already had dinner with him. If you want to go visit Trump, I mean, you can snap your fingers. I'll make a phone call, and it'll happen.
Well, I don't want to snap fingers.
I don't mean that arrogantly. I'm just saying he'd love to meet with you.
I would love to visit him, not in Mar-a-Lago, but in the White House. That's what I would like to do. And I would fly across the country. I'm getting over the flu right now. I fought it off with my own nutrients, by the way. I haven't had the opportunity of taking yours. I'll tell you the truth. I could use some of that selenium right now. I'm pretty depleted. I feel like a depleted uranium shell.
You've been working hard at 75.
Depleted uranium shell, Alex. look, people think this is a joke, and they think we do this just for effect.
It's gallows.
For books. Alex, I know listening to your show that your heart's in it, and anyone listening to me knows that my heart is in this. I don't know how to rescue the president from his advisors. Something went wrong, and it happened last week. There must be some way to sit down with him and say, please, Mr. President, please, in your vast array of people who you listen to, please listen to those who help make you what you are. We're not wrong. We're not crazy. We're not against you. Why are you listening to the Never Trumpers who are pretending they're for you now? They're leading you into a blind out of which you'll never return.
And that's key. We're not asking for anything but freedom and not having war and lower taxes. We're not the sycophants that tried to destroy him, that he's tried to co-opt by giving power. And instead, they're beginning to co-opt him. In fact, that's a key point, Dr. Savage, before we end this segment, I know you've got to go, is that he's just surrounded. They have all this national security stuff. They took his phone away. They did all this other stuff I'm not at liberty to get into. And
what do you mean they took his phone away?
They took his cell phone away, claiming it would be a violation of national security. And I don't know why he let him do it, because that's what he used to call me on. Now if he calls people up, Priebus is on the phone. When Trump calls you now, Priebus goes, this is Rince Priebus. Alex, will you talk to Trump? Or Roger, it's Priebus. Will you talk? And then they sit there on the phone because he's the president. So, sir, we have to do this to make sure the Russians aren't doing it. And they even tried to keep me from the inauguration, telling Trump he's a Russian. That's they bully him with this. So I think he struck Syria so they stopped saying the Russia thing.
I can't go into what he did, but there's always a way out of something you do once you realize that it's not required to go down the road 100%. In other words, let's say it's done. What's done is done. For God's sake, stop beating the war drums. There are consequences to it.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We give you everything you need. But what happens when the globalists break the compact with humanity and begin to cut off the resources and say development's bad? We have to break with them. Daniel Estulin, best-selling author, investigative journalist, super Bilderberg sleuth, probably Jim Tucker discovered it and exposed it, but Daniel Estulin actually penetrated it, infiltrated it. We're going to talk to him about all his amazing sources. I know he's got Bilderberg sources. I even know who their names are. And he's given us amazing intel. Year and a half before the housing collapse, he said they're going to plunge the housing system in a year and a half and gave the reasons. I mean, he's laid it all out. And so DanielEstulin.com, he joins us via video Skype from Canada, where he's at right now. So Daniel, great seeing you again. Thank you for joining us. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. You can always see the video feeds, folks. It's free. Let me ask you, to just set the waterfront for us here, I've made my points for 3 minutes. What do you want to cover today? I'm just guessing what you might want to cover because we're focusing on the same war that's going on. But what else is on your palette?
I think, Alex, it's great to be back on your show. You're right. I haven't been on for about a year. A lot has been going on. And in this past few weeks, first of all, you won the very important award in Mexico. Just came back there from Mexico. Congratulations. That's first Thank of all. You. Second of all, NATO, Montenegro is something I want to discuss. Urgent issue that Americans need to understand. The treacherous and the treasonous attempt by the United States and the world the presidency back, win the White House back. We can discuss that as well. I think at no time in America's prior history, Alex, has anything so openly subversive and treacherously treasonous ever been perpetuated on the United States of America before. I think the closest being the covert conspiracy single-handedly thwarted by America's military hero, General Smedley Butler in 1934, when a band of elitist bankers, traitors attempted a coup d'etat against the FDR administration. We know the game. The all-too-familiar divide-and-conquer strategy is once again the globalist go-to modus operandi. We're seeing it right now in St. Petersburg. We're seeing it in the United States. We're seeing it in Europe. We're seeing it in Latin America. We're seeing it all over the world. And again, this is being implemented through the multi-pronged assaults waging an open insurrection war against the Donald Trump administration in America in order to successfully execute a coup d'etat committed by traitors to take down America as the latest banana republic.
Daniel, you don't like labels, but I mean, you've been so on target over the years in your books I've read, both novels with classified stuff and both non-novels. It makes my head spin. I just respect you more as the years go on. You're one of those maybe 10 people I know that have been so on target. It's actually scary. People think I'm on target. It's my guests that are on target. But looking at globalism, I would call you a classical liberal. You didn't like Bush. You don't like all this stuff. You're very liberal policies. I agree with a lot of those as well. You're a real liberal. Nigel Farage, I'd call a real liberal for Trump. And it's not that Trump's perfect, it's just that clearly the power structure's against him, they hate him, and then you lay out St. Petersburg, what's happening there with their agenda. So where should we start? You have the real liberals and then nationalists of every race, color, creed, and then you've got Republican establishment, Democratic establishment, elites, European elites, all wanting this global system, trying to prop it up, and then just we're allied with radical Islam. We're not against Islam, but just radical Islam. Who are the players? Where are we right now?
Well, Alex, the ruling elite's long-time agenda has been to destroy the United States and the West from within. And in reaction to last year's growing anti-globalist movement represented by the Brexit vote and also anti-establishment Trump election, the elite is becoming desperately aggressive right now, fighting for absolute domination and population control, insidiously wiping up, you know, unstable domestic conditions throughout the Western world, engineered to explode, you know, with racial, class, religious, and also politically charged civil war violence in both America and Europe. What you're seeing in the United States, we have seen in Europe, in Spain, in Italy, in France, in England, in Germany, in other countries as well, in Portugal, and also in Greece. In the United States, this takes the form of mass deployment of a robotically dumbed down, highly manipulated, yet well-organized political left. And again, we've seen this, you know, with the flake movements in the United States right after Trump election, you know, constituting the elite's weapons of mass destruction against Trump's reactionary or militarized authoritarian federal forces, soon spilling blood and chaos as America's very own spring uprising. The coming riots are aimed at causing the violent breakdown of civil society in both America and Europe. Of course, co-timed with the ongoing...
Well, let me just back, you're spewing so much knowledge here. Clearly, they're trying to foment race war, all this crap. You mentioned that. They're trying to foment war. They admit they're trying to foment war. So let's dial back and talk about that some specifically, because this is unprecedented. The COG, mainstream papers saying overthrow Trump, calling for civil war, and they're saying implode the economy to hurt nationalism, as if the public doesn't get you're going to hurt our economy to get, I mean, forget Trump. They're openly saying, make us poor.
Well, Alex, there is a new norm in America that is one of chaos, race wars, and also mass shootings that are supposedly, you know, real. Unless, of course, you can provide a mountain of evidence to debunk the official mainstream media narrative, police announcements, or whatever intelligence sources, you know, are saying. And of course, this new norm is, you know, is even being contributed to by many alternative media sources in the interest of being correct, no, and authentic about what they're saying. I think for the first time in modern American history, we have a generation that doesn't know what order, calmness, and peace look like. They have no idea what it's like not to be at war or even to be in a war that has realistic scenarios for the possible ending date. And now, with the ruling elite moving as fast as ever to get the new world order done, we're seeing a brand new level of chaos and fear slowly becoming the new norm that particularly the millennials are being led to believe is inevitable and the new unavoidable reality. So I think that's what's happening.
I agree. John McCain said the New World Order is collapsing in crisis. All the elites are saying it. I think it's premature to say that, but they're finally hitting the alarm bell. Why are they saying that?
You know, Alex, the chaos, once almost exclusively limited to the Middle East, that we've become so accustomed to watching on television, is slowly but surely carrying over to the United States and also to Russia, as we saw today, one PSYOP Gladio B operation staged event at a time. No longer is chaos something happening thousands of miles away. It's happening right here in America. It's happening in Russia, in my hometown. And notice, you know, I keep saying chaos because unlike Operation Gladio, which occurred throughout Europe, mostly from the 1960s to the early 1990s, the current so-called Operation Gladio B, which again, you know, we can call Northwoods.
Instead of being purely staged, they bring in people that will do it.
Well, it's much more sophisticated. You have Gladio B, unlike Gladio A, is being conducted in an era of mass psychological terror and deception made possible by technology, legalized propaganda, fake terror groups like ISIS.
Amazing. Man, Daniel, you move so quick, but it's all so on target. Well, I'm getting my brain burning here. Let me ask this before I go to break. Why do they hate Russia so much? I mean, Russia, I know you're a Russia expert. I've never been there. I just study it. They're not expanding. They're trying to build their country. They have good policies for their people. Why are the elites so out to get Russia? It's crazy.
Because you can't have one world government, new world order, one world company limited unless you can destroy it. The only nuclear powered, China has nuclear weapons, but China is a military, is an economic superpower. Russia is the only alternative to the military superpower that is the United States. So again, until you can destroy Russia, you will not have your one world, whatever you want to call it.
But their program destroying Russia is failing. The Russians always dig in. So where does that go?
They just keep doing it and trying to destroy it any way possible. And again, chaos or order out of chaos. And this is what we're seeing right now. Keep in mind, Alex, that the people behind the economic policies in Russia are all the same liberal crowd pulled there by the Bill Clinton presidency 20 years ago. In other words, Putin may be a great leader and a great politician and a great strategist, but his hands are tied because, again, Putin as the president controls foreign policy. The prime minister, Medvedev.
That's right. He's completely surrounded like Trump.
Well, he's a liberal stooge trader who works for the interests of the Western governing elite with all the bankers who represent.
So Russia. Putin and Trump are both surrounded. They, like Putin said yesterday, meet with me. Don't let them intimidate you. They need to come together, laugh at the whole system, and they need to have a huge, you'll have all the ratings. They need to like have a two-hour talk on TV. Let's talk about that right now. We need to get Putin and Trump together right now to just absolutely lay out what's happening. Daniel Esselin's our guest. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
I know the globalists want to cut off the resources to dictate humanity's surrender to their technotronic system. And the communist Chinese, God bless them, are enslaving their own people. They're totally on board with the globalists. There's kind of some infighting and jockeying going on, but Russia has, three times the size of the U.S., five or six times bigger than China. Most of it's unpopulated. And the globalists just say, we want that, we want that now. It's like they've taken Africa, exploited it, Latin America, you name it. You know, most of the Amazon basin's unpopulated as well. They want people wiped out of there. We live in big cities because we're all together. And they go, oh, the world's overpopulated. Go drive an hour. There's nothing out there. But you're on roads that go into the other towns, so it creates the perception there's always people. No, people means commerce. It means jobs. That's why, like a fish reef, you know, there might not be another reef for 200 miles in the ocean, but this reef's all these teeming fish. Oh, there's too many fish here. What's going on? That's because there's life there. There's an economy. All right, Daniel Esselin, we were getting into Montenegro. The Senate passed it. Only two people voted against it. Sessions, obviously, is a vacant seat, so he wasn't there. But we're looking at all this, and they're trying to start a war there. Now Trump can veto it, or NATO can veto it. But regardless, they want to start a war. What do you think the global order is going to do? Because last time we had you on a year ago, you said, well, they're having some problems, but they're not in crisis yet. Sounds like you're saying they're panicked, they're in crisis. They're getting, it seems like they're like Juncker saying, we'll start a war with Europe. We'll march an EU army in. We'll economically destroy the UK. They're threatening us with breaking America up. It seems like this doesn't look like what winners do, but you're the expert. So in the next 13 minutes, you've got the floor before you got to go. Give us your presentation. Again, Daniel Esselin, the best-selling author of the Club Bilderberg and so many books. You can follow him, obviously, at Twitter. And we'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. But Daniel, again, what other knowledge do you want to impart to folks?
Well, I think it's important to understand why these people want to start a war. World's financial system, Alex, can survive until about the end of 2017. The total collapse, the system that we know today, would come no longer than January, February 2018. Every financial instrument and mechanism available was used up to avoid the 2008 near collapse. So there's no more money in the current system. The International Monetary Fund and also the United States policy to stimulate the outflow of capital from developing countries, which includes obviously China and Russia, thus buying time for themselves, have taken out over $200 billion from Russia, manipulating their currency, devaluing the rubles, you know, through the central bank. And of course, the director of the central bank was put there by Clinton's allies in the United States. And these are the same people who have also caused the outflow of over $1 trillion from China, and doing the same thing with the yuan. In addition, they also took out between $2 and $3 trillion, which were literally stolen from the offshore accounts of the British elite via a Panama Papers scandal, bringing to light the money hidden by the aristocracy, mainly English aristocracy. This, in fact, was the beginning of Brexit. Now, Trump has two options available to him. You either save the United States economy and sink the economies of the rest of the world, because again, you don't have enough money in the system to do everything, or you save the world at the expense of the United States. And according to Trump, there will be no more dollars for international investments. Only investment available will be to save the American economy. Thus, in his first speech, he explicitly talked about the need to invest in U.S. infrastructure, something that you and I talked about over a year ago, before Trump's election, before the primaries. We said the need for progress and development of society as goes through infrastructure and space exploration. Because when we build infrastructure, Alex, we're actually reorganizing the physical space-time of the planet, allowing our world to attain...
We're taking fiat crap and actually building something and making it about human activity.
That's one way of putting it. So, you know, if your system is increasingly moving to higher levels of efficiency, such as, you know, from coal-based economy to an oil-based economy to a nuclear-based economy, there'll be an increase in the productive power of human labor at every step of the way. And that's the way the actual wealth is created. Money is simply the way of...
But as you know, the globalists admit they want a post-industrial world squeezing off resources. That's really Trump's great sin, is he wants cheaper energy and innovation and a world based on humans.
And that goes through actually probably one of the greatest speeches ever made by a United States politician. In this case, Donald Trump made one of the greatest speeches ever when he talked about the need for space exploration. And again, money has no intrinsic value. It possesses no magical powers.
What it only does, exploration and trailblazing.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Well, Alex, exactly. You know, we're at the gates of a worldwide economic default and dismantling of the capitalist system. And the only difference, again, going back to Hillary Clinton, is that Clinton would have pushed us into world war, which would probably have meant the end of mankind as we know
it. That was the old answer to collapse. We can't do that now.
Exactly. You know, at the global level, those who supported Clinton are also inside the European Central Bank, International Monetary Fund, Council of Europe, European Parliament, endless US think tanks, liberal lobby groups. And in Russia, these people are represented by the United Russia. That's President Putin's party and Prime Minister Medvedev's. Of course, Putin has very little to do with United Russia in the sense that his policies are progress and development.
So you're saying his own party's the enemy?
From Russian history, that it took President Putin two presidencies to actually get control of all the circles of power within the Russian government. And of course, in the United States, you're seeing the same thing. And these people, they will do everything possible to recover the power they lost, making use of wide range of hybrid, irregular methodologies from mega terrorists.
Yeah, deep state, people ignoring. Well, that's why even Fareed Zakaria, a Bilderberg guy, says Trump's the most powerful, Putin's the most powerful leader in the world. Not that Russia's even that powerful now economically. You know, economically, it's like Italy. It's because he actually is in power, which we're not pushing dictatorship. But instead of globalist manipulation, it's a guy for Russia in charge. And that's why he's so hard to deal with, because finally, a country's actually in charge of itself.
Well, look what they're doing all over the world. In Western Europe, you have assassination of politicians, Russian ambassadors.
Hundreds of top Russians killed, 30 or 40 very, very top ones. What do you make of that?
Part and parcel of what we're talking about, civil society breakdown, civil disobedience, United based or Europe. Russia thus far has been able to avoid that, you know, to using refugees as a weapon of destabilization and terrorism. Of course, look at the refugee crisis in Europe. 60 million displaced, of which 5 million are from Syria alone.
And you said in Endgame in 2007, 10 years ago, they would use refugees as weapons. Because I know you had sources inside. They've been planning this forever.
Well, Bilderberg has been planning these things. You know, they plan generations ahead. And in Germany today, more than 200 cities have shelters for refugees, many of them living in slums, in the ghettos, segregated from the rest of the population. The tensions are palpable. And it's only a matter of time, Alex, before an explosion and social breakdown occurs in Germany, in Italy, in Holland.
And that's how you started. What are they planning to do after this social breakdown happens that the media is hyping?
Trump versus Clinton was the fight between the representatives of the two of the world's supranational power structures, the Rothschilds behind Trump against the Rockefellers behind the Clinton. That said, neither the Rockefeller family nor the Rothschild family represent true power above them. You know, above the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, we have the Astors, the Lodges, the Flemings, the Grosvenors, the Mathesons, the Keswicks, whose fortunes are measured and counted in trillions of dollars. Trump represents a change in the paradigm of society as we have never seen in the history of humanity. Not a new world order, but rather a new world struggling to be born, unsure of its role.
So you're saying Rothschilds are backing Trump versus the eugenics-based Rockefellers?
Exactly. If you kind of look at the people behind...
I got told that my CIA sources 3 years ago, they said, oh, you're bashing the Rothschilds. Watch what they're about to do. They're going to try to actually give wealth back to the people. Not because they're even good. They don't want a total worldwide bloodbath.
It's just that this time, their interests coincide with our interests. Because again, behind Clinton, you have the Rockefellers, the transnational bankers, which is the World Company Limited, the globalist, non-American, you know, or American power elite circles. The people are backing Donald Trump are the non-American financier circles centered in the city of London, Hong Kong, world center for money laundering, drugs, intelligence, and British control. Leftover elite circles of the British Empire, the Rothschilds, European elite represented by the old European aristocracy, such as the houses of Sage Coburg, Austro-Hungarian aristocracy, and also Ottoman nobility as well as the Venetian black nobility. And then on a smaller scale, you have the intelligence agencies, so on and so forth. But again, these are big groups of people, very powerful individuals historically.
And but is it fair to say most U.S. intelligence, from what I've researched, is for Trump?
Most U.S. intelligence except for the DEA, NSA, and the CIA.
All right. Well, it's a crazy time to be alive, Daniel. We got 50 seconds left. What else do you want to add?
I think, again, be vigilant, be intelligent, don't follow propaganda techniques, analyze, and also ask the right questions. Why is this being done? Who's going to win and who's going to benefit when all is said and done?
All right. Again, on Twitter, what's the best place for people to get in touch with you?
At Estulin Daniel. That's my Twitter account. And again, Alex, congratulations on a very important, international, very prestigious journalistic award in Mexico. I also won an award for my documentary film.
I know, I got the big press club award, one of the biggest groups in Latin America. I'm very honored. I wish I could have gone, but there was death threats, so I couldn't. I want to thank them, though, for their great work. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you so much, sir.
I'm going to come back with some final comments straight ahead. You know, there's our award for the operation, all the great crew. When we come back, we're going to hit some other news I haven't covered yet. And we've got the great David Knight taking over on this Monday worldwide transmission. Infowars.com has a lot of key reports and videos that the globalists do not want you to see, that they do not want you to spread particularly. It's robots against humans. Help spread those links.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Sit here before you in some arrogant fashion. I don't sit here as some potentate who set himself up as the high priest who claims he has all the answers. I am a lowly person who has seen the face of God and who wishes to see others break free from the globalist control so that they can lead us with God's spirit out of this great time of evil. Last hour, they put together a powerful rebroadcast with Michael Savage, Daniel Estulin. We've got Chris Peranto, one of the greatest heroes of the modern age, a true archetype of manliness and commitment, and a Christian joining us. And then we have Michael Savage again from an earlier interview we did that's extremely informative right as we were entering the final days of the election. But I don't sit here before millions of you. I don't just say this to sound humble. It's essential we understand that I know much of what I do is a wrecked failure of what my spirit wants to manifest. But it is in that willing, in that attempt to oppose the tyrants of the old age, that by increment, we together can dream and as builders then manifest, not through magic, but through real work, a better world. And I will assure you, when we have transcended this level of crisis, when humanity is finally together in will, not collectivized, not enslaved, still individual, but so humbled by the great spectrum of understanding that we finally come together, when we emerge into the next level of consciousness, it's going to be a full-on war at that level we can't even imagine. And we're going to emerge saying, why weren't we already ready for this? We had no idea what we were even entering. Because the world is all about competition. The universe is all about competition. The dimensions are all about competition. And greediness and selfishness in the universe is a powerful force. And humanity on this plane of existence, despite the fact we come from the great spark of God, you can't just have the spark of God and be given power. You have to prove yourself. So as we go up through these levels of dysfunction and corruption and evil, we have to realize that as we ascend higher and higher, the challenges are going to become greater and greater and greater. In fact, when you start getting up even within a trillion light years of God's consciousness, you realize, oh my God, we could destroy all the evil in the universe now below us. But that would end free will and end the test for God's consciousness that swims down deep and then comes back up as God purifies himself over and over again in the great test. This isn't out of books. This isn't out of anything you'll ever read. This is out of my soul. You can deny this if you want. I know it's true. It's not my truth. It is the truth. And all of us are God experiencing consciousness. Like Christ, his perfect son, truly embodied to be tested to make us better. Whether you believe the story of Christ, which has been proven by Roman historians, or don't, the archetype resonates true to all. Someone so powerful, when the devil comes and says, I'll give you the whole world, Christ had to weaken himself 30 plus days. What was it? Out in the desert, no food, no one could live. Just to even lower himself a level to be tempted. That's an archetype of not just what he did in the desert, but God lowering himself all the way down from total consciousness, able to create the entire universe we know, all the way down in humbleness to experience that with us. And then to be tested. It's truth. And stare into the universe and see the firmament at night. It's the sign of God's handiwork. I hope we're able to broadcast this on this Sunday. I think we will. All right, retransmission straight ahead.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, has come out and said, I've seen all the proof from all the different agencies. Of course, the president was under surveillance. Just as he said, they were unlawfully using foreign intelligence gathered on phone calls he was using and his staff was using in the transition team, as they're supposed to do, to politically spy on him. And then claimed they had evidence that he was this Russian agent. But there was no evidence there, so Trump demanded it come out and pointed out it was illegal to leak it. And they said, we never spied on you, thinking we have no memory. They're betting everything on that, just like Gruber said, with Obamacare. And now we've got, 2 days ago, on the one-year anniversary of the Brussels, Belgium attack, we got a bunch of people getting run over and killed and stabbed to death, and members of parliament saying, don't say it's Islamic. It's just crazy. And now we've got 3 million more Islamicist, quote, refugees the UN's trying to force Europe to bring in. They want hundreds of thousands more to be brought in here. We just played the Democratic Party with the Syrian refugees coming in, giving them voter registration cards. There's so much to talk about. The point is there's a lot of special interests who think this country belongs to them. They've overrun it. They've taken control of it. But the good news is the sleeping giant that is America, of every race, color, and creed, we're all Americans, we bleed red blood, we're one race on this planet, are waking up to it, and it's a beautiful thing. Michael Moore came out again yesterday and said we need a civil emergency and to overthrow President Trump. You see it all over the news. Kill him. Have martial law. Rosie O'Donnell. You have the former deputy head of the Defense Department in the news, going to the Pentagon, trying to shop the idea of the military overthrowing the president. That's so illegal, folks, that it makes my head spin. And it's a bunch of foreign interests. The communist Chinese coming in to help censor Facebook. You cannot make this up. So I just talked to some military guys I know who happen to know Chris Tonto Peronto, of course, one of the big heroes and survivors of what happened in Benghazi. And, of course, lionized properly so in the new film 13 Hours. It's a big hit and so amazing. To ask, what do you think we should do? Well, say we support the president. And talk about if they're calling for military operations against the president, we're not calling for anything offensive, but we should start a discussion about the left thinking and Soros doubling the amount of money to these groups to kill cops and burn down cities. Yeah. They're planning something. So, Chris, we're going to skip this break so you have more time. Thank you for joining us and coming on. Sure. Obviously, everything you've done. Chris, TontoPeronto.com. I've kind of set the table the last 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
I think right now it's just a lot of lib talk. It'd be really ridiculous at this point for them to try to start. There's some civil war going on. I mean, you've got guys like myself. You've got plenty of contractors out there that are back home now. Plenty of people like myself that are patriots that aren't going to stand aside and let some coup if you want to call it that, take over. And also, just the strength in numbers, and I'll give it to eight libs. You want to come out, you better be 100 of you against one of me, because that's what it's going to take. And there are a lot of me's out there. So I don't think it's realistic. I think, again, it's a lot of threats, and the libs do that. They are a lot of talk, but when action comes, and it comes to actually picking up a gun and doing something, I think if they were more inclined to protect this country, you'd probably see more of them joining the military, joining the law enforcement. And I see it as a lot of BS, a lot of just a tough talk at this point in time. But if it comes to this, not going to be tough talk, believe me, people like myself will stand up and we'll be coming right back at you. So I just warn them, don't just stop that BS and put a cork in it right now before it really ends up getting to something that they really don't want to get into.
Well, Chris, that's exactly why, as this rhetoric heated up, I wanted to get you on, because you're somebody with just a few other guys. Of course, some of them died, unfortunately.
Yes,
took
sir.
On hundreds and hundreds of people in two different, you know, major, you know, battle scenes under 13 hours of an admitted stand down. You didn't just have the physical courage, and one of the most, you know, amazing Alamos where some people actually made it out, or 300 where a few people actually made it. So, I mean, it's beyond that. You actually survived at a 300 type, you know, scenario, but where it was just six against 300 or 500. But looking at this, that's why I wanted to get you to talk about this as an expert on it, because they seem confident. And I agree, it's a lot of talk, but they're really trying to organize it. And I understand Trump's resistance to standing up to this, because it'll make him look like a fascist. But when they're openly calling for his death everywhere, and my death and everybody else, and it's just horrible, at a certain point, it becomes dereliction of duty if somebody doesn't get indicted, if somebody doesn't get in trouble. You know, when Bow Wow, you know, says, I want to kidnap and rape and enslave the first lady, or when, you know, his uncle comes out, Snoop Dogg, and says, I want to kill Trump, puts a music video out. We know he's a coward, won't do it, but he's trying to activate other mentally ill people. So that's why I'm so concerned.
That's true, and you have a good point there. And in the past, if you did that, then the Secret Service would be knocking at your door, and possibly you'd be going to prison. I think that needs to happen. I think it needs to return. There does need to be an example set, whether it be Snoop Dogg or somebody else out there, where you're going to say you're going to kill the president. That's a threat. That is a terroristic threat at this point. And the Secret Service, FBI, local law enforcement, somebody needs to be knocking on the doors and pulling these guys in handcuffs. And honestly, if it is a star, and I hate to use the word Hollywood star, but if that's what you want to call yourselves, the stars, you know, TMZ needs to be there, too, to make an example out of you. An example needs to be made. And I don't have a problem if Trump decided to do that. And he shouldn't be called a fascist. That's the law. You don't threaten to kill the president of the United States. You don't do that. In the past, you've never done it. If you do it, there are repercussions to it. And I think he does at this point in time, or somebody within the Jeff Sessions, somebody within the DOJ needs to take this upon themselves and go ahead and do the right thing and arrest somebody, make an example out of somebody and make it a public example. And, you know, if we'll see what happens, but you can't keep letting it go. You're correct. You've got to lance that blister eventually. If not, it's going to get infected. You got to do it. And if you don't, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So I do agree at this point with the threats to the president. But again, do I think that they're going to come out and actually start an all-out war, a civil war in the United States of America? They'd be well-earned to not do that.
I totally agree with what you're saying about the battle space. We have the right. We're Americans. 99% of the patriots are, you know, obviously with the president. He's executing like no president ever seen on his promises. Yeah. It's almost unbelievable. Yeah. It's so good. And so it'd be one thing if he was like selling us out to foreign powers or something. And that brings us to the next point. What do you make of now Nunes coming out and saying, no, they were surveilling him basically illegally. The surveillance was legal because it was overseas, but they were using it domestically, the Democratic Party, during the transition. And then this claim that he's a Russian agent securing our borders, building up our military, turning our coal back on, that actually decimates the Russian gas exports. I mean, really, if you look at what Trump's doing, he's dominating.
I love how you said that. He's doing exactly what he said. There's no president, I think, that's come in the last, I know in the last 8 years for sure, but the last, 12, 16 years.
Reagan was great, but he didn't deliver it took him 3 years to deliver a recovery. Trump's done it in 50 days.
Yes, it's been outstanding. And I have respect for that. Whether I agree with the policies or not, he's doing what he said he was going to do. And that's fantastic. As far as Nunes, I know Congressman Nunes. Congressman Nunes is actually a friend. Congressman Nunes has always said what he meant. He's always been honest with everything that he's had to do with myself and
my situation. Comes off as very, a lot of courage, very honorable. He's the only guy to admit the truth when they all know the truth.
And so if he's saying it, I'll give it 99.9% that that thing is going on. And as far as them doing it legally and then doing they're doing something illegally but pulling illegal things off of it, that's typical CIA at the moment. Pompeo needs to clean house there. They need to come in and see what was actually going on. There needs to be heads to roll at the agency, because what they were doing, they were getting information about Trump. And in my opinion, that's illegal. You don't do that. Whether it's with you're doing an illegal act, a legal action going to foreign powers, but you're masking an illegal action by doing that. Well, that's illegal, isn't it? Isn't it? Or does it? It's still illegal. So, my opinion is again, Pompeo needs to get in there and take care of the agency and find out what was going on and see if there is actual basis to get somebody arrested, get some charges against somebody within the intelligence community. And Congressman Nunes, I think, will pursue that. I really do. He's a pit bull, and he will continue to pursue until he's run out of options. He did that with us as best he could when he was under Mike Rogers on that House Intel Subcommittee, and I thought he did a fantastic job.
And now he's the head of the committee.
Exactly. So if that says anything about how honest this man is and his integrity. So I leave it in Congressman Nunes' hands. He's the subject matter expert when it comes to this, and I think he can continue to pursue it, and he will come to a good resolution if people within the Trump administration, Sessions, and others will back him. He has a good attorney general that can help him out, where in our case, we didn't have a good attorney general twice. We had Eric Holder and then Loretta Lynch, of course, weren't going to back us at all. So, but I think he has the opportunity here to come in and, set example.
To you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
Chris Paranto, known as Tonto. I'm going to go over his bio. Most people know who he is. There's a lot of secret wars that have gone on where some similar things happen, but one of the most famous, whether it was secret or public, firefights where you guys were completely overrun. And I know a lot of guys, some of the guys didn't make it back. So you don't want to say you were one of the top guys in this, but they all signaled the fact that you were one of the guys that was the most effective in that hellish situation that took place. Cool. And you don't want us to plug this, but I'm going to do it. You've got the Ranger Way new book being released in May. Promise you'll come back for that. Also, you have the new firearm training DVD. That's something I want to watch. Is that available at ChrisTontoParanto.com?
Yeah, it is. All this and this stuff, I hate doing. I'll be honest, Alex, I can't stand this.
Doesn't matter, though. If we don't support ourselves, we're not going to have a voice. People should get all this. We have to build our own economy.
And I appreciate that. But yes, you can get it all there. I'm back in the training area, back with firearms and stuff I enjoy doing.
But we all need this. You obviously know what you're doing, surviving one of the most totally overrun operations ever.
Yes, sir. I'm sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And I was surrounded by a great freaking team. I had two Navy SEALs and three Marines with me, too. And the bottom line is you never gave up.
But
you
the survivors quit. All contributed, and they say they're all heroes. They say, though, that you really, for the whole nine yards, really did you're the hero of the movie. Why is that?
I think it's because I probably have the biggest personality. I'm the biggest smartass. How about that? People tend to gravitate towards the guy that's outspoken, and that's me. And also, I had no problem. If I was going to die that night, I was going to die. I think if anybody that gets out there and is worried about dying in the line of fire, then they probably need to get out of line of fire. You need to get out there to sacrifice yourself, selfless service, give of yourself, kind of like we're doing. You put yourself on the forefront. I'm sure you get threats daily because of what you do, but that is important. You need to be able to say, hey.
Don't you get stronger, though? I've had more than threats. They've run all sorts of operations against us like a movie. But I actually get stronger when it happens. It's really weird. The worse it gets, the better I get.
That's good. That means that you have that never quit mentality that you're going to win any battle, and that's what you needed. And I was lucky to have a father that raised me that way, and lucky to be at a Ranger Battalion with the 75th, 2nd Battalion that teaches you that. And then to be in there that night with a great team that I knew was not going to quit on me, so I was going to quit on them. It's just all comes back to teamwork, and it comes back to never giving up.
So there's a synergy.
That's exactly what it is. And you use that big words. I see. I don't know those big words.
Oh, like, yeah, right. But no, it's like the interconnectedness. Because you all amplify each other.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right.
It's a spirit,
right.
Isn't it?
If it comes back to the, it comes back to having that faith, and its spirit is the perfect word for you atheists out there. Guess what? There are no atheists in foxholes. You guys out there, there is something that a better and bigger than you that you need to rely on.
Well, spirit is the spiritual Wi-Fi, and then it's what are you turning into? It's real, and people that don't know it, they don't. I mean, how synced do you get with guys in an 8-hour firefight like that?
You know, you get so. But the blessing that night, more than anything, was that we could answer each other's questions before it even happened. It just blessed to have those 30 days that we were just there together is all. Myself and Boone, though, I'm very blessed to have him there. Him and I had been working together for 10 years. So how lucky is that to have that one of my best friends up there on the rooftop with me, basically slaying folks all night that were trying to get up on our compound. Again, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but sometimes faith is there and God takes care of you.
But Providence had a hand on that night.
It definitely did.
So some of you would make it out to tell the truth.
Definitely. And some of us would sacrifice themselves, Roan and Bub gave the ultimate sacrifice. And they are the heroes. I'm no hero. The guys that survived are no heroes. Those two are the heroes because they gave everything so we could come home.
Well, if they were here today, though, they'd say everybody was together and you're still alive,
yes,
through you, through everybody right now.
Yes, sir.
Well, Tonto, in the 6-7 minutes we've got left, I can't wait till your book comes out. Folks should get the firearm training DVD because I'm having to get back into firearms myself. I used to be decent, but I'm having to get back into it because half the time I can't. It's out of a barn anymore, you know, when it's 1,000 yards away. But, I mean, all this stuff's going on here and there's so much to cover. Just what is front and center in your heart, in your mind? I mean, I'm not saying the vets, when I ask vets to speak up for Trump, it's not that they haven't done more than anybody. We admire them. We support them. This is the battle for the real homeland politically. And I know we can say, oh, the leftists are all talk saying kill Trump, do all this. But they're so crazy. You know, even a lobotomized pig sometimes can, you know, get something done.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to activate all these crazies and, you know, all this stuff's happening. So just in the last 5 minutes, what else is on your heart, on your mind as you talk to folks?
Well, I speak around the country, law enforcement needs to be supported more. I think, and I would love to see Trump add more into the law enforcement community, add more into just local and state police, because really that is his protection. If it's going to come down to where people are going to actually be out for his life on U.S. soil, it's the LEOs that are going to be standing up in front of him, not anybody else. Like I said, guys like myself will pull a gun when it finally is the worst case scenario, which I hope it never comes to. So I hope he continues to do that. And I actually would like to see more money going to the law enforcement. Those guys are the heroes right now because they're the ones that have to bite their tongue and have the patience to deal with these crazies they're seeing on the streets. These leftists are seeing on the streets. And then you're right.
Yeah. What do you make of the illegal, you know, you're sitting there like raping the 2-year-old and the left media covers it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't care whether it's a citizen or non-citizen, report what's happening. Looking at the left, though, Soros doubling his destabilization money. He's a Nazi collaborator since he was 14. He's overthrown all these countries. He admittedly is a destabilizer. I get we're a free open society, but if I did 1/10 of what he did, and I don't want to, by the way, I would be arrested so fast. I just don't get why is he allowed to do all this.
Question where I wish Donald Trump would come on TV and you would ask President Trump that, because this man is an insider. He is somebody that would be considered, I would consider a terrorist in another country if I was there. He would be.
He funded the whole Arab Spring.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It's a good question. And maybe when I'm sitting around and I'm very lucky to have good to friends up on the Hill. I am very lucky to have some good friends. Maybe ask them. That is a dang good question, Alex. I don't know. But he does. He's done things that probably need to. Well, there's no probably. That
we need George Soros hearings.
And he needs to be under investigation for, bottom line, is terroristic activities in the United States of America. Hey, and if they have a problem with anybody going to get him, send me. Hey, I'm right here. I'll go put handcuffs on them and bring him to you. You just let me know. Give me the word. If people are worried about saving face or threats against their lives, that's what we're here for. We're here to protect the United States. And like I said, I'll take a couple buddies and we'll go grab them and bring them into you, President Trump. Just give us the word. But it needs to happen. It does need to happen. And I am in total agreement with you. You got to cut the head off of a snake and watch it die. And I think right now that's the head right there is George Soros.
Wow. Chris Tonto Paranto, ChrisTontoParanto.com. Anybody can just Google his name. Everybody knows who he is. So I'm glad we've had this discussion because I just see so much intense craziness out there. And then the economy's up. Good things are happening. Left's in the news saying they want to implode the economy to stop Trump. They're economic terrorists now. I just don't know why they're so screwed up. So thank you so much, Chris. 20-second closing comment.
Hey, just thank you again. God bless you, all you patriots out there that are listening, all you veterans. Thank you for your service. Thank you for supporting us. And keep watching InfoWars. This guy's a good man, Alex Jones. Jones, I got your back, brother. Whenever you need me, you let me know.
Thank you. Wow, Chris, thank you. Yeah. It's just great to know that you're out there, and God bless you. Thank you. We'll be back with the former technical director of the NSA to expose what's really going on against Trump. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Amazing interview. Thank you.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, for the next 30 minutes, we're honored to have one of my favorite guests, and one of your favorite guests I know, Dr. Michael Savage. He's the media icon in the conservative and Americana movement. He holds a master's degree in medical botany and a second in medical anthropology. Additionally, he earned his PhD from University of California at Berkeley in epidemiology and nutrition sciences. He is the author of 25 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers. I think it's more than that now. He earned the coveted Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine in 2007. MichaelSavage.com, MichaelSavage.WND.com. And the reason we're all here with Trump in office is our audience, Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, and Donald Trump putting out the truth, breaking down the facts, and you can see in everything Trump does and what Stephen Bannon does, Michael Savage right there. And it's not about giving him credit because he doesn't care. He doesn't need the money or the accolades. It's about what's winning and what the truth is and our superior ideology. When I say superior, they want to ban the ideology of Americana and Renaissance. Because compared to theirs, I mean, it's like North Korean ideology, banning whiteboards at universities all over because someone might write something bad. That's beyond burning books. We're entering a new level all over the country. Can't wear American flags at a basketball game. It hurts the Muslims. Well, then they shouldn't be here if they are hurt by a flag. I thought you wanted to be Americans. So joining us is Michael Savage. I asked him, what do you want to talk about? We talked 30 seconds before he came on. He said, censorship. And I was like, wow, that's the first thing I wanted to hit. German official wants $53 million fine for fake news or hate posts. And that, of course, we're already getting banned in Europe. Twitter, Facebook are blocking our posts. Google kicked us off Google Ads 2 weeks ago that was set to basically be the profit we would have this year to fund our operation. We're under attack. Savage is being blacklisted. Dr. Michael Savage joins us. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Doc. I kind of set the table there. Where do you want to go first?
Who was the Nazi in Germany who pretends to be a nice guy? Who's the Nazi in Germany who wants the $53 million fine for expressing a different opinion? Who is this neo-Nazi?
That's one of the ministers, and that's one of the leaders of one of the major political parties. That's Justice Minister Heiko Maas, a member of the center-left Social Democratic Party.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean center-left Social Democratic Party? The National Socialism was a center-left Social Democratic Party under Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
And we have the same thing in America now called the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party of America under the guise of fairness for all. Look, it's a war. It's a civil war, God darn it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them picking up sticks and beating up old women and calling it anti-fascism. When are the Hell's Angels and the plumbers going to join the front lines and show those left-wing slime bags what fascism really looks like?
I agree. Snoop Dogg puts out a video, Viacom promotes it, saying kill the president, kill police officers. And at a certain point, we're not looking for violence, but they're organizing violence against America. I mean, when are people going to start falling down and hitting their heads so they learn they're pushing for revolution in a war? They're going to get one.
Well, Alex, we're there already. The war has started. We're in the Civil War. There's no question about it. Who's winning, though, is the question. Who is really winning? We elected the president. We allegedly own the Senate. We have the House. And we're getting nothing done. No tax cuts. Not a brick laid for the wall. What's been done? Because they're obstructionists, as you well know. So I don't want to just keep going back to Trump's war, the book, Trump's war, the book.
No, but that's it. You said a month before the election, the last time you were here, if he wins, the real war starts.
The stupid Obamacare now became Trump care. They're not really repealing it. Savage came up with a solution, which is in Trump's war, and I discussed it on my radio show yesterday.
Everybody should get the book.
Alex, listen, this is so commonsensical, no one's picked up on it. It makes so much sense that people are ignoring it. Savage says put high-risk individuals in high-risk insurance pools.
That's what my dad says, and he ran medical companies for decades.
It's if you're a driver, you pay higher rates if you had accidents. If you go for any kind of
insurance. If you're an astronaut, if you're a deep water welder, you pay because you're in a high-risk pool.
That's what I'm saying. So why shouldn't it apply to Trump care? High-risk individuals, high-risk pools. You have multiple sex partners every week. You go in a high-risk pool. You shouldn't pay the same as a grandmother.
You smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day, you go in a high-risk pool.
Crazy. Why is this not being picked up? I hope after your show, the headline is Savage says high-risk pools for high-risk individuals to save Trump care.
We will. That'll be the headline.
I've sent it, by the way. I've sent it to Donald Trump via some internal, routing.
By the way, I know he loves you. I talk to people that talk to him all the time. I talk to him some. He loves Michael Savage. He listens to your show. So, I mean, obviously, it makes sense. This is a much better plan. Rand Paul has a good plan that talks about things you're saying. Why is he then going with this Paul Ryan thing?
Because politics is a compromise. He knows he has to get things done. The question is, this is too big an issue to compromise on. And it was one of the signature pieces of the campaign was, we're going to repeal Obamacare, right? Well, okay, so the people are very unhappy. And we need to gut the whole thing and start all over again. I am sick and tired of people who lead healthy lifestyles, clean lifestyles, if you want to put it that way, paying the same as illegal immigrants, who, by the way, should have no health care.
My dad and mom hadn't used their insurance in over 20 years. And as soon as this came in, they doubled their prices. And so my parents are paying higher prices, and then people that have been milking the system, they're paying lower. It's incredible. Trump's war, his battle for America, a number one New York Times bestselling author. Tell us about the book summit. I know you're a hard guy to get on. I really hope you'll come on more and sometime really get into your whole philosophy and where everything's going, because I used to hear you 15 years ago on the air and agree with like 80%. Now you're like 95% or 90%, 98%. It's just crazy how you warned about the left and Islam merging, and I thought they'd never do that, but they've done it, and they're just opening Europe and all of it. It's just crazy.
I said that the progressives would align with the Islamists to destroy the West, and of course, that's what's happening, and the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party is what they have become. How can you explain people of Jewish heritage in the Democrat Party so enamored of Islam? Can you explain that to me? Why is Schumer so obsessed with making certain that more Islamists...
I think it's flirting with suicide. I think it's nihilistic. What you said, it's cuckolding.
Well, liberalism is a mental disorder, that we understand. But there's something else to this picture. I don't know that it's purely suicidal. It may be something else. Voting blocks. I know in San Francisco...
Oh, sure, they want balkanization. But Islam isn't going to do that. Look how Erdogan's trying to threaten all of Europe to let him set up political movements inside and now threatening more refugees. I mean, he's just... It's the arrogance of these people.
It's a war, Alex, and we're losing it. Unfortunately, the West is losing. Trump is our only hope right now. And I'm not sure he's going to win without a popular movement to support him. And here's what I want to say to all those people who stabbed him for 9 months during the campaign, then suddenly became his supporters after he won. There were suddenly big Trump supporters. 2 minutes later, now they're stabbing him in the back again. Okay, it is either you're for him or you're against him. How's that? And let me explain why. Even if we only get 10 or 20% of what he promised, that's 10 or 20% more than 110 or 120% more than we would have had with the she-witch had she had won. First Amendment, he's not taking away freedom of speech. He's not taking away talk radio. She said she would do the fairness doctrine and eliminate me on the radio and others in the media like you. You'd be gone. The internet would be
gone. They said that was the goal.
Okay, so we have the First Amendment under Trump. Guns are not being seized. They would have been seized under Hillary.
One the border
way or another.
Is 44% down just in 50 days, the illegals.
Well, what I'm saying is we have the First and Second Amendments. Why are these people stabbing Trump in the back? I'm not talking about the progressives.
No, his own people.
We know,
The Republicans.
I'm talking about the fake conservatives in the media, Alex.
Oh, you watch Fox News, it's all backhanded attacks. We should all turn against them and not support them and not watch their crap.
Have you ever been on Fox News?
Years ago, they told me I was then banned off of it, but they don't have even that many viewers. It's not even that big a response.
Yeah, you may have a bigger audience in your time slot than the lame ducks do on their network.
Oh, there's no doubt you do, and I do.
I'm banned on Fox News. I'm banned in Britain. So what does that tell us about Rupert Murdoch's politics? What is Moloch really doing here? Is Moloch really supporting?
Well, Michael Savage, let me say bye to you in the break or see if you don't have another interview coming. You probably got to go. You're always...
No, let's stay. Let's keep doing this.
Let's do it. Stay there. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Michael Savage, of course, hosts his own top radio show every day. Best-selling author of the new book, Trump's War. Writes for WorldNetDaily.com as well. MichaelSavage.com is his site. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. But he really does know his stuff across the board and has been a visionary when it comes to defending this republic. And just think about what a loss to Hillary would have been like. They were coming after the free press. They said they were coming after me by name. They were coming after everybody. All the stuff you see in Europe was going to, she was going to put five times more of these refugees into the country. It's an attempt to fully break us, Cloward and Piven. And so Michael Savage is going to give us 10 more minutes. And I said, just, you know, you take over because I'll interrupt. I want him to just stream a consciousness in Trump's war. That's our war that ties into Le Pen and everybody else, where this is going, how we defeat these parasites and how we wake up the people. Dr. Savage. Right.
Simple motto, borders, language, culture. Without that, there is no nation, period. Hillary, Democrats want to dissolve the borders. Isn't that what they wanted? Open borders? Isn't that what the snake Obama did?
Yes.
No borders. Oh, language? Oh, English is just another language. It's not the language of the land. Culture? You have no culture. The third world has superior culture. You Americans are cultureless. You have no class. Screw them all. Borders, language, culture, that's what defines America and every nation on earth. Every nation on earth is defined by a border the same way a human cell or an animal cell is defined by a cell membrane. How many times do I have to say the same thing? God knows that even a plant cell has a cell wall. Without a cell wall, there's no differential between the cells in a plant. Same with nations. Same with people. Don't you love this, Alex? I was thinking about this in my sleep. The liberals want to dissolve borders, meaning they want to dissolve the national identity. We should have no self-respect for our nation. But we should have total self-esteem if we're a junkie or a sexual deviant. The sicker you are in America, you're supposed to have self-esteem no matter what you do. Right? Self-esteem, if you're a drug addict, why should you have self-esteem? You're a loser. Okay, what do you mean self-esteem if you're a drug addict? You have no self-esteem. You're a nobody.
They want to get rid of excellence. They want to get rid of competition.
Well, that's affirmative action, which is a way to dissolve excellence. But let's not go into that little topic for now. Borders, language, culture. That's the essence of a national identity. If you want an individual to have individual pride in his achievements or her achievements, you should have the same for a nation. This is a great, exceptional nation. And that's what we're supposed to have under Donald Trump. National pride. America first. And that is why the left is going berserk. Because they thought they had it done. It was over. They owned every country on earth. With rare exception, they almost had it all. They almost had all the marbles. They almost had America. They thought it was a lock. They thought she was going to win. The only thing to knock down would have been all Russia. And we'll go into that at another time, why they hate Russia so much. There are many more elements to this than meet the eye. But once they had America, who was left? Israel? Nothing. A fly on the wall. A nationalist nation, Jewish identity. Can get rid of that one easily. Russia would have been a little harder, but they would have gotten rid of that too. One world, new world order. Here we go. The USSR is back. Only now it's the USS of A run by a bunch of degenerate child molesters in Brussels. That we almost lost it, Alex. And that's why the illegitimate perverted left is going insane.
You're right. It's Trump's war. It's our war. It's nationalism. It's the return of prosperity. Just common sense, not left or right. I mean, it's there. And people need to know the war isn't over. It's just begun. We've all got to be more involved than ever. Soros is doubling the amount of money he's putting out.
Soros needs to be tried. Soros has, in my opinion, committed many crimes. Soros has meddled in elections. We keep hearing about Russia meddling in elections.
He should be locked up for being a Nazi collaborator 65 years ago.
Let's put that aside. No one will ever believe that. But they will come to understand with a Senate hearing how this emigre immigrant to America gave $65 million to the violent Black Lives Matter movement. And I have five pages in Trump's war. You have to see this, Alex. I don't know if you saw this. I named every subversive group in America that received money from George Soros. Listen to me. This is the most important part of the book. You triggered me now. Remember I said don't say anything about an airplane? All you got to do is say Soros, and I'm off and running at the races.
Me too.
I have five pages of every group in America that receives money from this man. These are the groups that need to be investigated with the new UAC, House of Un-American Activities Committee. Do you know how that would scare your friends in Hollywood, Alex? A new UAC? They'd scream, blacklist, blacklist, blacklist. I'm on the blacklist. They put me on it.
They admit you can't even fly to England.
You're on a blacklist.
Yeah.
They've already created a, they're afraid of really being put on a blacklist where they belong for subverting the United States.
And by the way, we're not the authoritarians. They're the ones saying arrest us, kill Trump. They started the fight. They drew first blood. In fact, I want to ask you about that in the few minutes we have here. Again, the book's available everywhere, Trump's War. It's an act of resistance. Get it for yourself. Read it. Get a couple copies. Pass it on to friends and family. Well, let me say this in closing. I know you don't give hardly anybody interviews, although they're like 10 minutes long. So I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you, Dr. Savage. The book's Trump's War, michaelsavage.com. I just can't believe every day, because I'm not out to get people. I don't like con artists. You don't like con artists. That the left, because I don't like the Republicans either. Like you say, the biggest threat is the rhinos. But at least they know what's going on. How are we ruled by Pelosi that thinks George W. Bush is still in office at press conferences? And Maxine Waters, the same press conference, says Russia invaded Korea, not North or South. I mean, how it makes me feel pathetic that we're ruled by such mental midgets and how they have all these minions and how this just keeps going on forever when all Trump and you and everybody are doing is trying to have prosperity and freedom. I mean, we're good guys. We really know policy. We're really promoting freedom. We really want to have a country. And then there's all these jerks. I can't believe it's almost like a hallucination that we're ruled by these mental patients.
Look, Alex, the big battle is here. It's now. We're in it. The battle lines have been drawn. The barricades are up.
Never go full Maxine Waters.
They're throwing bricks at us. They're beating up old women and old men. And we're not fighting back. When did the gloves come off, Alex?
That's the final point. I appreciate the time. I sit here because I've never called for violence. I've never called for stuff, like they do against us. But when they're every newspaper, every major entertainer is like saying, kill Trump. And I just don't get all these wimps trying to pretend they're about to have a war with us. So I ask you, how long does Trump sit there and put up with it? Because quite frankly, I don't know what to do.
No, I have many answers. I'm not throwing my hands up. There are laws on the books. You cross state lines to provoke a riot, you go to jail. It's a violation of federal law put in place after the riots of the 60s. That's number one. Number two, you got to defund all the groups that Soros is funding. You got to put in voter ID laws in every state of the union because we have a new man in the Justice Department who can do it. That's why they try to stop him. Voter ID laws will save us. End funding of sanctuary cities. They'll start self-deporting. And the cities will capitulate as Miami did because they cannot live without federal money. There are things that can be done with a budget alone that will save this nation.
And you need to be there, and I need to be there, like Stephen Bannon said, to put pressure on. They need the pressure there to give them cover from the neocons and from the rhinos and the Democrats to get the agenda through. And I know you've got your own radio show coming up very soon, michaelsavage.com. And what is it? I mean, it's one of the top shows in the world. Tell folks how they tune into your show.
Well, it's on a big radio stations, but streaming-wise, it's the number one talk radio streaming show in America. I hate to boast, but I will, because if I don't, who will? According to TalkStream Live, my show has a 25% share of all people listening to talk radio at any time on their iPhones or devices. Rush Limbaugh has a 13.7% share at the last analysis. I'm not knocking, I'm just saying it's an enormous audience. That's not reflected. But, Alex, I am subject to advertising boycotts.
I know.
And have been for the last... You want to talk about blacklists? The ad agencies that control radio?
I know. There are three. Believe me. Four,
five of them control all the ads. They've put me on a blacklist for 22 years.
No, I know. They're trying to keep what's popular from getting to the people. And it's crazy how ratings sometimes don't even count.
Well, I've talked to a big antitrust lawyer about them. They don't know what's coming, Alex. Stay tuned. Within the next year, you may see a revolution in radio when Michael Savage brings the antitrust actions against the agencies that have boycotted
him. Please, I want to join with you because I've been through the same stuff, and I've also Google just says, you're fake, you can't advertise with us. It's like literally like Nazi Germany. Everybody overuses it, where they Jews advertise it first, or and then it was like wouldn't have shops. And then
Alex, I've had dinners with the biggest antitrust attorney in America. He happens to be a lifetime Democrat, but he hates monopolies. He despises the big guy crushing the little guy. Stay tuned. The game may just change in the courts. We may take them on where they live the strongest.
Awesome. Trump's war. Thank you, Michael Savage, for the time.
Thank you, Alex. Love it. Bye now.
Thank you. That was a powerful hour. I skipped two breaks because it was so powerful. Those are network breaks, but it's okay. And support our broadcast as well. We don't bitch. He doesn't like to complain. I don't either. We're under ridiculous attack. Everybody wants somebody to stand up, get involved, take action. We're doing it. InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping ends today. We have the Trump Pence 2020 shirts to go out there and trigger the commies and the rest of them. We have a lot of other great products. 50% off on the nutraceuticals. We send you promo codes. You sign up for the free newsletter. Infowars.com/newsletter and so much more. We need your support. We're prayers. But just spread the links to Infowars.com/show and sign up for the podcast and more. That's how we beat the computers, the algorithms, and those trying to block us. All right, third hour straight ahead. Your phone calls and more.